What's good with everybody out there is Speaking the Real Land. Mr. Go Get is back with you with another Speaking the Real. And I actually have a friend, a brother, family. The only difference is we don't come from, we got two different mamas. That's the only difference. But I got him back on here, Stang Mo.
Yes,
sir. And me and him were just actually talking about that name. But I'm going to send a big shout out to everybody, all to all of my listeners. You know what I'm saying? My biggest listeners is the 386. I appreciate that. My second biggest listeners is Jacksonville, Florida. I appreciate Duval. Okay, yeah. Orlando. You know I got to say it. Duval.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, Orlando and the big old man, I appreciate y'all for being on that third list. You know what I'm saying? I'll be giving the shots out to everybody that's listening. For the one that's different overseas, I really give a big, big shout out to Germany, man, because Germany over there, man, y'all are actually booming. Speaking the Real. But I got my man Stag Thangmo back on here, man. And we had a little situation about a year ago. He was on the Go Get 386 podcast when son had got into an incident here in Lake City at the Columbia High School. So now he's back. So Thangmo gonna talk with us about why he's back right now. And gonna give us an update on what went on and what happened and the outcome of the situation. My brother Thangmo.
Well, the reason I'm here today, you know, I reached out to my brother Carlton here and told him, hey, man, I need to go on your podcast, you know what I'm saying? I think it's some topics that we need to discuss at the same time, it's by his lead because, you know, he's a media mongrel and, you know, so I have to, you know, the best thing to do is go by the man and know. Provide the answers to the questions. And it's nothing based off opinion, you know. These are facts. It's truth. That's what I like to stand on. Because truth don't change no matter where you at. I go to England, guess what? That truth is going to be the same. I can go to Japan, that truth going to be the same. I can go to Africa, that truth going to be the same. So that's the best thing to always stand on. Truth, which equates to facts. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. So now, listen, man, and I like when you said that because the truth is the only thing that's not going to change.
That's the thing ain't going to change.
The truth ain't going to never change.
Never
so
change.
When it come down to your son, when you came on here, my son, what was the outcome of his situation? I think it was a year ago.
It's actually, about a year and a half ago now.
A year and a half ago.
That was back in 22 when that incident happened, right there in August of 22, which, you know, the court system dragged it out till he was 18 because they really didn't have a justification to try him as an adult. But what people got to understand is this. It's up to the state attorney to decide whether he charges a minor as an adult predicated on a crime that he do. And the judge cannot, in other words, the judge don't have any say-so on that.
Right.
You know, only thing the judge can do is try him as an adult, but sanctioned as a juvenile. And that's up to the judge. Okay. And that's based off whatever evidence that the defense gives. Mm-hmm. Right, to get the judge to bring in the sanctions, which is kind of balancing the table out.
Balance everything out, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I done been through the court system, and I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a pecking order.
That's right.
And if I get the paperwork first, I can work the paperwork how I want it to be worked when I hand it to you.
That's right.
But you can't change nothing I've done. You know, you can't change nothing I've done. So I know, you know, and you're right. So they drug it out. Okay. They drug it out to get what they was on when he got 18.
Right. When he got 18, I actually done something that was kind of unorthodox. And even the state attorney advised me that it was because out of his whole career, being a state attorney, he never had parents bring the kid to him and to try to work out, the outcome, you know, at that particular point, which can be.
Right.
You know, the state attorney has a lot of power when it comes down to prosecution because that's pre-court.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So And the lawyer, you know, was like, the lawyer I had at the time was like, he was advising me not to do it. I said, but yeah, you know, my son don't have any priors, you know, this Lake City, you know what I'm saying? And things are still work through the back door.
Right.
Right? But mm-hmm. you got a positive back door and then you got a negative back door. Okay, the positive back door is when we take the facts as what it is, you know, he messed up, you go to him, you know what I'm saying? And you say, hey, what can we do to resolve this without ruining and dragging right. them through the courts?
Right.
Because, you know, it's cause behind the action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because regardless of what, a newborn baby, matter of fact, at this moment, you know, in politics, they are fighting for the fetus.
Hmm.
You get where I'm coming from?
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm going where I'm alluding at. I'm going to a person having a right to live. Right? So, if a person becomes a convicted felon, they lose pretty much 90% of the way to protect themselves. You understand?
Right.
Because now the only thing he can tell is a knife. And then you got to be careful how long that is.
Right.
Right?
So you looking at the point of where how you seen, like, this ain't something you just seen. This is something now that you had experienced to the point of where you had to kind of dig into it.
Oh, yes.
Or you was already digging into it. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times things are happening to us, and we won't start studying it until it happens.
Oh, yeah,
we might
have
been around it,
you know,
but we ain't really pondering on it like that.
Yeah.
So when it got to your son, you say they drug it out the way he was 18. So what did he end up getting for?
Well, they stated it was going. State attorney stated right to me and the lawyer was sitting there, my wife and my son, that he was going to use my son as an example. You know that. It wasn't going to be no deals worked out. It wasn't going to be no plea or none of that. And they didn't give him a plea. They didn't give him a plea at all. And if a person actually could witness what actually was going on in the atmosphere and even know the process, everything was backdoored, meaning it was no fair hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't go to trial because trial is when you got a jury.
Right.
You know, but the hearing was not fair. So in fact, because whenever you have representation and the lawyer is not allowed to represent your child, especially when just because you're 18 don't mean that you have 18-year-old intellect.
Intellect, right.
Okay. So if the person that the lawyers represent don't understand something, then it's the lawyer's job
right.
to explain.
Right, right, that's right.
Not to him, but to the court. Why?
Right.
Because he is mouthpiece.
That's right.
He don't want to do nothing to say who he is.
That's right.
Name, birth date, and that's it.
That's right. That's what he's getting paid for.
That's what he's getting paid for.
He's getting paid to break down the words and everything that
everything.
I don't understand, and then to make sure I understand what I'm going into, and you got to be able to understand me. So that means, you know, it's almost like this, you know, that means even if we get to the point where we got to make a dream team.
That's right.
We got to get 2 or 3 people sitting beside you because we got to make sure you understand.
That's right.
Because it's you the one getting ready to go through the time.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, so your son wasn't represented like that.
No, oh no.
Yeah, it don't want to. No. I'm going to just be honest, it don't normally happen like that in Columbia County anyway.
Right.
I've been here all my life.
That's right.
I know you should be acting silly.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay, so when it got down to the sentencing, number one, your son didn't really understand what was going on.
Oh no. No, he didn't understand what was going on. He did not understand what was going on. He did not understand. Matter of fact, it was a point to where the judge knew he didn't even understand because when he pleaded no contest, right?
Right.
The judge literally took 45 minutes to explain just that to him. So it's evidence she knew.
Right.
Didn't understand. And then turn around and try to get him to incriminate himself by asking him a question. What is a gun? What is the capabilities of a gun? What can a gun do to a person?
That's everybody know what it'll do because we done saw gun smoke do it so many times.
Don't exactly. Exactly.
It's supposed to kill you.
Exactly.
But see, the thing about it, I hurt you.
Right.
But the thing about it is, these was actors.
Well, he just say, hey, the gun is used for protection. But she wouldn't even accept that.
Why she wouldn't accept that?
Because I just told you. Because everything is all about, you know, falling on the sword and everything else. But
and it's got to come out your mouth.
And it's got to come out of his mouth.
He said it.
He said it.
You know, instead of twisting your arm now and making you sign the paper behind the door,
right.
We're going to twist the tongue and play with the word. See, that's why I keep telling everybody all the time, it's wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on wordplay. When you start dealing with the court system or any system dealing with the government or anything dealing with money,
that's right.
It's going to be a wordplay.
That's
because
right.
If somebody trying to get more money than what they had yesterday.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So
this is the thing. I'm just being honest. I just like to speak to the young people in the 386 to get them to understand some things. I've been here all my life. I've been here 57 years, you know, and I've seen the change, you know, in our government, meaning, say, the direct contact. Well, a lot of people got to understand, the direct contact in our government is not the city council or the county commissioners. Yeah, you might know them and go to church with them, whatever. But that's not the ones you interact with the most. The ones you interact with the most is law enforcement.
That's right. Black folks.
Yeah, black folks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, black folks.
I know for myself, one thing about it is, you gonna see more of their vehicles around in your neighborhood anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially when they when we mess up at is we give them a reason.
Right. Right. The development of policing anyway is really developed back in the slavery time, you know, back when they pretty much freed the slaves. Then that's when the policing and all that kind of stuff was implemented and all that kind of thing. So people got to understand this. Police, they do things two different ways. And on the other side of the track is protection. On this side of the track, it's oppression.
Right.
You know? So we have to...
But the attitudes change, man. Even some of them tone. Yeah. A lot of them walk. You know what I'm saying?
Everything.
And when I say a lot of them, I'm not saying all of them, but shoot, man, after a while, once you run into an ant nest,
right.
And one ant bites you, you see 20 of them already on you.
Right.
And only one done bit you, you already know you in some trouble.
Right. Right. So instead of, like I said, you know, on the Facebook post, what people have to do is can't rely on the one or two soldiers, you know, the five or six soldiers that go before and challenge and also hold the ones that accepted the role of accountability.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
You know, in other words, those six at some point will start being ignored. Oh, here comes so-and-so. Here they go again.
Right.
But just say I got a problem. I got an issue. And I go address it. You got a problem. You go address it. Different than mine now. Your own problem. You go address it. They go address it. They go to the city councilman, county commissioners, and so forth like that. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even though they're not going at the... In other words, they're not planned to go at the same time. But you know, you only have city council meetings once a month or however they scheduled.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if you got a problem, and I just say 20 people got a problem, and it's 20 different problems, but them six mm-hmm. is already going to be there on their collective issue that they're going to address.
Right.
Now how many people you got there?
26.
You got 26 people.
Right.
Even though the 20 ain't got a damn thing to do with the six. Excuse me for those that... You know, but ain't got nothing to do.
This ain't for kids no more.
Oh, okay, thank you. You know, so just from that alone, what it does, it gives the impression of like, okay, whoa, you know, now they have to be careful how they make the decisions.
Right.
You get where I'm coming from?
I don't think.
See, because what we do is you'll take the six that's dedicated. But yet, we'll talk about those six, about what they're doing and how they're doing it, and so forth and so on,
uh-huh.
Right? But yet, you got an issue that you won't even go address.
Right.
But then you say, oh, we need to stick together. We need to stick together. We need to stick. Okay, well, first of all, stand on your own feet. Get your own, get some nuts yourself. And that go for me, too.
Right. Well, they go for all of us.
Yeah.
I actually myself been watching because I was actually trying to see who actually, you know, the only person I had known in the city was Jake at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is because he's over in my district.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I see a problem, I go to Jake.
Right.
You know, if a lot of people that, if they see a problem, they'll come to me. If they know I know Jake, and they might not go to Jake.
Right, I understand.
What you saying is okay, and then what I say.
And that's all fine. Don't get me wrong.
But I'm saying what you saying and what I say is up to the Jake. Now, I agree with you. The ones, especially if you voting.
Right.
You want to be personal with the person that's over whatever you got going on. Man, I like to talk to the top dog.
That's right.
I mean, that's right. And then if I see the top dog tell you, hey, man, I need your help, man, because this is what I'm trying to do for us over
that's
here.
That's right.
Then you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to pile up in the city hall.
Now, check this out. I can go and talk with people I know in government about my issue, right? And then when they go to their meeting,
right,
that individual, and they address my problem, the other panel don't even see me nowhere in the room.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I got to bite the person that's trying to stand up for me.
Right.
Okay, no different. No matter if you come to me, you say, hey, so-and-so down the street bothered me, man. I'm tired of joking bothering me, man. But you know, I can't really do nothing with him.
Right.
So I say, okay, I'm going to go down there and straighten that.
I was still on the porch while you
But you
down.
Still on the porch.
Yeah,
and I'm dying up.
I got to go with you.
You got to go with me.
But see that, I seen what you said on your post too about, you know, having an alt with your brother.
That's right.
Okay, and I was like, you know, I used to say that a lot, and when you said, I said, man, that's why now I'm like, that's how I am. If I feel like I got a problem with you, I'm coming to you. I ain't coming to nobody that don't know.
Right.
Because once I go to somebody that don't know, that's like the blind leading the blind. They don't know.
Right. Right. You know what I mean? See, a lot of them, they still carry that childhood feel. Meaning that if I say something to you about something I don't like, then, you going to jump on me or whatever. We grown men, man. We grown men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you get to a point in life, you understand that right there don't fix nothing.
No, it don't.
You get what I'm saying?
That's right. I get exactly what you mean.
You know, that don't fix nothing. You know, we at the stage now, you know what I'm saying, for us at adults, we need to be living that example to show our young folks how to handle conflict.
Right.
See,
and not to the point of where we teaching them to run to conflict.
Right.
But on that note, I'm gonna take a short minute, man, for a short commercial break. We're gonna be right back with you.
This episode of Speaking the Real is sponsored by the Unique Riders. The Unique Riders is a female bike group that is a nonprofit organization led by President Carol Tunsil, light skin, Vice President Shalea Jernigan, bad mama jamma. The Unique Riders is an advocate against gun violence. Every year, they have a Bikes Up, Guns Down in remembrance of the ones that was passed away through gun violence. The Unique Riders slogan is, giving back to our community, one ride at a time. The Unique Riders is a proud sponsor of the Speaking the Real podcast.
Okay, Stanmore. Now, how you raise your sons?
Well, raising my kids, you know, I always taught them about keeping their circle small. You know what I'm saying? You know, in other words, your influence mainly come from your peers. You know what I'm saying? Or your siblings, your sister and your brothers. You know, most time we reject our parents, most of the time.
Right.
I mean, when I say reject them, we listen to them, we take heed, but we take those chances because, why? The friend.
The friend.
You don't supposed to go across town like me. I couldn't leave out the projects, right?
Right.
But guess what? Soon as mama go to work, me and Don and Thomas, we gone. You see what I'm saying? We gone.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I take those experiences and I brought it to them. And then I also took my own experience from when being, you know, graduated from school and Ms. Mary Parker, which Red Cross over there, what influenced me to work at the prison. I ain't had no mindset working at no
prison. Oh, you wouldn't think about working at the prison?
No, no, man. I wasn't thinking about working in the prison. Actually, I was going in the Air Force to be, you know, deal with electronics and stuff like that, mechanic, something like that, is because I was good in both of those type of things. And that's what my thing was. But, you know, just being honest with you, we get cold feet and we go thinking about them girls. And that's what I done. I'm just being honest. And I didn't go. I don't lie. I didn't go. So.
Hey, it was, listen. Your feet don't get cold, do they? When you start thinking, I think your feet get a little big. You just forget what you were doing.
Yeah, man. You know. So. Anyway. So by, you know, biting my kids, I took the experience. When I started working in the prison, you know, it kind of changed the narrative on how I done things.
Uh-huh, okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Because, you know, I didn't lose friends.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. I didn't lose friends. Make so bad. Two of the people I knew, you know, one of them went to be a police. Another one, hell, he's still working at the school.
Okay.
And it was like, man, come on, man. And man, the police hiring right now. I said, dude, I cannot be no police. Period.
Got that dog.
At all.
Got that dog.
You see what I mean? And even when I was in the prison, the inmates used to call me, talking about, you the police? I said, no. I ain't no police, man. Not even him.
Listen, man, when you were playing as kids, you ain't want to be the police.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'll be the hostage before I be the police. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, tie me up. You know what I'm saying? but what I taught my kids, though, I say, if you want to stay out of trouble, you know, be the police, the fireman, you know what I'm saying? Something along that realm of public responsibility until you mature up. Mm-hmm. Now, once you mature up, then you can pretty much handle everything. And that don't apply to everybody.
Yeah, right.
Don't
right.
get me wrong.
That was your method.
That was my method, because don't get me wrong, I know me, and not only that, see, in other words, the people that I knew, they also knew my kids.
But see, and another thing, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know, I know, like I said, me and you like brothers, man,
right.
And I know everything you have done. The path you was walking was not the visual of what was going on in the background.
Right.
So your kids, you didn't teach them the dark of the path.
You taught them, you know
what I mean? Because I was like that in the dark.
Right.
But I would never, I would never put my, you know,
before I got
arrested. My kid was young when I got arrested.
That's right.
When I was here before I got arrested when they were kids, I wouldn't even be that's around right. them with that darkness.
That's right.
So they never saw it.
That's right.
So, your path to teach, I ain't know what to teach mine right there.
I understand.
I wasn't going to teach about the hustle like that.
Right.
You know, probably throw your clothing thing. They jumped on that anyway.
They jumped on that anyway.
But your path was actually a path of like, it's a stand upright path. And what I mean by that, not that you're perfect, it's just that, you know, we don't do the stuff that shine the bad light on us.
I mean, yeah, because I grew up under standard. I mean, even in the projects, you know, we had Miss Mary Parker, that police, you know, your parents going to work, you had Miss Mary Parker, she'll do a little walkthrough, and you out there doing something, you ain't got no business, she got you. Or Miss Lily May, or whoever, you know, yeah, old people always
take around. A village.
Tuck a village, right.
But see, now you know what the problem is, too. Now, don't put your hands on my child.
Right. Well, I address that too.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah.
But you also have to know the ones that allow to.
Right. Well, my thing was this: when I took my kids to school, that's the first piece of paper I signed. I let them see me sign.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not talking about. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about mentally.
Okay.
Because a lot of, see, what we dealing with now, you know, we get in that. what we're dealing with now is spirits.
Right. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
You, right now, you can tap a dude across the head real quick with your knuckles, and they don't understand that.
No.
Oh, so he's like, give me some more.
That's right.
Because it's a spirit. So that's mentally, right. You have to know how to mentally and spiritually walk up on a person and be able to, you know, even with kids now.
Adults, that's right. That's right.
Adults can, we can't run up on children with an angry attitude.
Oh, no, man. Not nowadays. You can't do that.
None of them.
Yeah, because you
showing a spirit.
Right. My son even told me one time, he said, Daddy, we do stuff better than what y'all do.
Ooh,
right?
Hey,
the stuff that we invent is better than what y'all ever invented. I said, okay. In my certified public manager, we studied the millennials and Generation X and all that kind of stuff. I said, I'll tell you what. Since y'all invent stuff so much better, then take out the stuff that we invented that y'all use to make y'all invented inventions
right
to life. Let's get that. Give me that back.
Right.
And then let's see what you got then.
That's what I'm saying.
And then he looked and say, you know what, Dad, I ain't think about that.
Right, because
I say,
it's the
you can't do away with the old.
The old is the foundation.
It's the foundation.
So if you build a foundation of solidness, you're gonna be solid.
That's right.
The foundation of that bull crap.
That's right.
Bull crap.
That's right.
So that's why I say invention stopped a long time ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
After the wheel is it was over.
Over. You see what I'm saying? Right. Exactly. So that's why I tried to get him to understand. I say, son, the principle's still the same. You know, even though y'all may be doing things the way y'all do it, because see. The word says nothing new under the sun. Uh-huh. And I can believe that. Because everything that we have been taught, right,
uh-huh.
It was given to us purposely.
Purposely.
And it was changed and rearranged to show that, hey, I'm this and y'all is this. Right. When everything really came from us.
Right.
How can we be the oldest but yet the dumbest? Come on now.
Right.
Huh?
Right. How can you be the first created?
How can a 1 year old, how can a 10 year old child, right, know more than a 100 year old man? I ain't talking about no dimension now. I'm talking about he functioning. How?
Listen, we ain't even got to say 100, we can say 50.
Right.
A 25.
Yeah.
Let's go. See, because the thing about this, you haven't experienced nothing.
I ain't experienced nothing.
Everything you saw was animated.
Animated.
It was on TV.
TV.
Or you saw your parents do it. See, I was told this a long time ago, man. Believe nothing of what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of what you see.
That's right.
Because when somebody's showing you something, sometimes they be there redrew. Recolor or change the color on what they're showing you.
That's right.
And I was told that before I was 18 years old.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because the day is coming now, and don't get me wrong, I love social media because I'm on social media speaking the real. Social media destroying a lot of our children because they're seeing things that they haven't seen in their own home. Going on somewhere else, and they actually believe in it, and that's just like a reality show that everybody into.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah.
think them people really talking about what's really going on in their life like
no,
that?
No, they ain't doing that.
You know, if
they
you
ain't doing that.
Yeah, if you really believe that, then you lost to what you want to be. So you gotta really know and tell your kids, hey man, what you looking at and what you're dealing with ain't real.
Ain't real.
Yeah, you gotta tell them it ain't real.
That's right.
So that they don't try to apply it to their life. The only way you can apply anything to your life is something that you have done.
That's right. That's right. And that's what I try to, you know, explain to my sons. I say, listen, by me working in corrections, especially starting young at 19, you know.
How many years you worked in corrections?
I worked in corrections pretty much almost 20 years.
Ooh.
You know.
Now, how did you like that?
be honest with you, what gave me the drive to keep going is that provided things. You know, it was a tool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a tool for me to, you know, I get paid, I can do this, do that, and whatever.
And that's actually what I asked that question. I was not trying to be sarcastic. I asked that question because my answer to me was they you get those jobs where you almost have to watch certain things, see certain things, hear certain things.
Right.
And it pay you to a scale the way you can provide for your family.
Right.
And then a person of color get those jobs and then they start being degraded by their own.
Right. What it done for me, just being honest with you, it wasn't so much utter pay.
Uh-huh.
It was like total enlightenment because these were the same people, you know, that I grew up with. Meaning these brothers, you know, was from where I was from.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Right.
Same background, you know.
You know.
Yeah, knowing. In other words, I can relate. Mm-hmm. Not that I did
right.
some of the things that he did so much, but I can relate to some of the things that he was talking about. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, most of them, not all of them, but some of them come to you with an innocent role. And I never really got into that,
right.
You know, to determine whether you're innocent or not. That wasn't my scope.
Because I was incarcerated twice. And when I got incarcerated, that's the last thing I'm going to talk to you about.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly.
Because it's over.
Exactly.
unless I ain't take no plea,
right?
Or I'm still fighting it,
right?
But I'm still not gonna talk to an officer about me being innocent because, honestly, it all has to. If he don't know you, he don't care,
right?
And if he do know you, he about know the ins and outs of it because we from the same area, same hood.
My thing when I worked in there, my main thing was talking to the fellas in there about how not to come back.
Right.
You know, I'm enlightening them on some stuff. Now, hold up. You mean to tell me you going to come out here and run this Flintstone all day in the hot sun like a fool?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Never late.
Right.
I got to make you go put it up.
Yeah.
I got to make you go put it up. If you don't put that damn lawnmower up, I'm going to lock your ass up, man.
Right.
It's time to go, man. We got to count.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But then you get out.
You don't want to work.
You don't want to work.
See.
Make that make sense.
Listen, I can't. Hey, the reason why I can't.
Because you don't see it.
No, I ain't saying I've seen it. The reason why I can't make it make sense because that wasn't my mentality when I got out.
Well, I understand that wasn't yours.
My mentality was, first of all, if I could work for free.
Right.
Give me whatever you got open over here.
Right.
Because you know what I like about it? That I can go home when I get ready. If I don't want to work for you, I can just quit.
Just quit.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I've never understood that concept, but I have seen it.
Right.
I have seen guys. I mean, I have seen guys that I was actually incarcerated with. I mean, get down in behind that fence.
Behind that fence.
And everything.
But get out when we're on a pie train to get away free pies.
And they even try me. Hey, you just got 5 or 6 years, bro.
Exactly, man. You know, I met a dude at the fair. This was some years ago. I was at the fair. Me and my wife was walking around. And I heard a dude holler, Sarge, Sarge. So I, you know, kept walking, but I kept hearing it. So I turned around, and dude, now he ran on me. And he threw his hand out. He said, man, I've been looking for you ever since I got out. I said, what's happening, man? I see, this your wife. Yeah, this is my wife and everything. Man, remember that conversation me and you had about changing my circle? He said, man, I got it and did just that. And I ain't been back since.
Right.
Married, got a job doing this. You know.
Right.
So, you know, in other words, regardless of where you at, you know, you can be 12, 13 years old. You can be 55 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody talking truth and positive in you.
Right. Like you're that truth.
You can't be. Right. You can't be no wishy-washy joker.
Right.
Today, you know, I want to tell you, old man, you know, we can go get 5 cookies, man, and break them down. And,
right. And then tomorrow. Yeah, we all, you know, man, we got to stay, you know, we got to stay positive, and we got to, you know.
You see what I'm saying? that's wishy-washy, dude. Yeah.
See, one thing about this is this. Once you done put your mind in a direction you want to go, now I can understand that you in high school, I'm not talking to your children, I'm talking to grown folks. Once you done put your mind in a direction you want to go, the first thing should come to your mind anyway is not going to be an easy road.
That's right. Ain't nothing easy.
So that just because you went to the first bump, this ain't meant for me. How do you know it ain't meant for you? You just took two or three steps.
Anything easy don't have no value.
No value to it at all.
You understand?
Yeah. Listen, man. Where we at right now in the world, as black folk, it's been, you know, hell getting hell.
That's right.
And we still burning.
That's right. That's right. That's right. See, what people don't understand is, the easy, in other words, the easy is showing you that time must come with it.
Right.
Just take grits. That's some of the easiest things to cook. Right?
Easiest thing grits. Grits.
Right? And you can see the old bag, 5 minutes grits. I don't know no grits is 5 minutes. None.
Right. Right.
Don't bring me nothing that talking about grits cooked five minutes. Yeah. It may say that on the bag.
Well, we need to do that a little longer.
But we going to do that longer.
I ain't going to tell you something. I take them 5 minute grits and I cook them about 15, 20 minutes.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to taste him and he got to be smooth.
That's right. Yeah. All that. Yeah. I take mine, you know, I kick that lid to the side. Turn that burner all the way down to low and I let it just
let it sit there
and just.
Let it chill. Man, I ain't even finna start.
Whip that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. All right, now. Okay. We going in another direction now.
You know what I'm saying? But like I say, that's what people don't understand. You know, they want to fall for the easy and all that kind of stuff. And also, it'll show you, you know, if you look back at yourself, it'll show you that you're lazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I try to, you know, let people know that whatever have value, you know what I'm saying, is, in other words, it's going to take a lot of effort for it. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, you may have 10 things, right? Mm-hmm. All right. And you got 10 easy things to get here. Some of them want to jump from one straight to 10. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because of that laziness, you know. But see, the one, what you're going to learn from one to three, right, mm-hmm. is just what's going to make, then once you get to four, it's easier. Five is easier. Six, nine ain't really nothing. You got to whip. You already see 10 now.
Right.
You still can't jump to 10 from six, though, because you're going to miss something.
Yeah, because the whole thing is a repetition of what you're doing.
That's right.
And looking at the certain things that change because the whole the center, even if you do it when you go from one in order 2, 3, 4, 5 to 10, if one starts it off, two gonna get you something out of one.
That's right.
Three gonna get you something out of two and one.
That's right.
It's just a repetition that you just being able to remember all 10 steps to when you compile them together, and came together to be a full combination.
And at each step is consequences and rewards.
Right.
Okay? Each step. And all that's predicated on how you follow the instructions. You know, because before you indulge in anything, you have to review it all.
And you better.
The full circle.
Right.
You have to.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You got to. Right.
Because you can't come up with it, a positive equation of it if you haven't looked at it all the way around.
If you ain't looked at it all the way around.
And a lot of times that's what's be happening, and we'll go back to what we started out with the 386. For those ones that's in these that you having situations in your city,
right,
in your community, you got a city director. How many of them? We got like 12, 13?
We're talking about city council.
Councilman.
Oh yeah, you got at least
how many districts you got?
You got 11 of them, I believe.
Okay, so you got to come to these city council meetings, or you got to do what you got to do to be heard. And sometimes you know, just being in there, I just started, you know, kind of going myself.
Right.
But just being in there to be able to hear and see who is coming up there and what they are asking for. Because when I went in there, all I'm gonna say, it was almost to me, until one point, almost like a circus. And the only reason I say that is because it was like people was jabbing to see what type of money they could get. Once you throw the money in the equation like that, I get kind of back up. I ain't saying I don't care for the money because I don't really care for the money, but it got to pay some bills.
Right.
I got a bill over here I got to pay, so yeah, I do want some money. You
right.
Understand? But for me just to get it, to say I got it, or knowing I'm not going to do the right thing with it, and a lot of stuff, it's just like, it shouldn't even been like that.
Right.
It should have been done totally different than what I saw.
Well, like I said again, but you know,
I ain't writing none of these laws.
You can. I understand. But see, the thing about it is, you know, when I say they, I have a different standpoint when if I vote for an individual.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to exercise my right to vote. And I have expectations of the person that I vote for.
Right.
And also there's accountability. But on the lower level, when I say lower level, city councilman, county commissioners, and even your state representatives, because, you know, they supposed to have an office, you know, within that district that they running in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To where they be, so they'll be accessible to the people.
Right.
They just don't stay in Washington. Don't let nobody fool you think that. But
right.
But we must, as individuals, like I said before when we started, we can't just depend on the one or the two or the six. As individuals, whatever concerns we have, we must go address them ourselves.
Right.
And then by doing that, okay, it will show the people that's on the other side, the opposers, it'll show them that, hey, they're just not going to sit quiet. After a while, that, you know, in other words, these individuals, even though they all come with different issues, but they're going to end up at the same place at the same time.
Exactly.
But that ain't what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And that's what this podcast is. This one here was actually about. It's getting to let you know that you got to stand up a little bit for yourself.
That's right. You got to stand up for yourself.
And standing up for yourself, meaning if I got to take some time out just to go in here and listen, or if I got to find out where my city councilman or my county commissioner is at, where I can talk to them verbally. You got to do something. And I guarantee you, they will tell you where you need to come in and what you need to do if they trying to help you. Now.
That's right.
They gonna tell you what you need to do, and they gonna try to make sure you there.
And
I truly believe that, because if I was a city councilman, which I don't want to be there, if I was a city councilman, that's what I'd do. I make sure you be in there. If you ain't in there, I know what you trying to get. And if I need you in there, hey, are you gonna be there when I need you in there? Because I'm gonna need you to come in at least.
No, I need you in there.
Because they need to know that the city councilmen ain't just throwing
dumb. Don't come to me and ask me shit if you ain't come up there and fight with me.
Right. That's the thing right there. They need to know you coming. And they need to know you coming when they need you.
Yeah. Like I told you before, why you going to come to me about the bullet? And then I go down and address the bullet. You on the porch looking like that.
Right. Yeah, it ain't that I'm scared of the bullet. It's just the bullet need to know why I'm here.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the right. Bullet need to know why I'm here.
Yeah, he need to know why I'm here.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So to the 38386 from my man Stagmo, let's go get it, man. Speaking the real, man, y'all get on down to the city hall, man. Talk to your city council. Talk to your county commissioners. If you got to talk to your mayors. Find out who you got sitting in the seat, especially the ones that vote.
That's
y'all
right.
Need to really know who you got sitting in the seat. See if you got their phone numbers in your back pocket where you can call them if you need something or whatever.
That's right.
Now, this here was Speaking the Real with my man Stagmo, Mr. Go Get It. We love talking with you. We're going to be back at you again because my man Stagmo got a lot of things going on. He also is a DJ. Now, Stagmo, let them know if they want to get in contact with you about DJ or Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If y'all want to get in contact with me, you feel more than free to call me at area code 386-365-8751. I always leave by text, you know, strange numbers, you know. But also, you can also email me at julius1300@gmail.com. You can also email me and leave your number and stuff like that. And I'm staying more on Facebook. Send me requests, inbox me, you know, on the DJ. And definitely an old school R&B. Do have new school as well. But just hit me up, and I guarantee you, you won't stump me on not one song. I got you. Guarantee
you on that. That's speaking the real. That's my man Stagmo.
That's right.
We out.
That's right. That's right.